door is closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, we'll hit it.
All right.
Happy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour with Happy.
The dollar, no. Need a source or trending topic. Yeah. Be the hottest, search about it. Competition, yeah. Microscopic, never copied. Yeah. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. Oh. H-O-B-B-E. H-O-B-B-E. H-O-B-B-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Hi. This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. You'll never guess what today is.
Today is a very special day.
It's National Hot Tub Day.
Hot tub.
Hot tub.
All I'm hearing is hot tub. Hot, 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 hot tub.
I think I'll stay in and soak in a hot tub.
Your hot tub gets so hot.
So hot. In a hot tub. Wow. So hot. In a hot tub.
That hot tub. Whoa.
Hot tubs all around.
Happy National Hot Tub Day.
Oh, yeah. I love a good freaking hot tub. I love when people tell you,
oh, you know, hot tubs have germs, right?
Don't freaking ruin it for me, man. In 2019, I would go to the gym during the day at LA Fitness, now East Sporta. It'll always be LA Fitness to me. On 22nd Avenue, right by Tyrone Mall in St. Pete. And I had the deepest talks with these old guys. Some of them might be dead now, unfortunately. In the hot tub. There was this one guy that would just admit to cheating on his wife. I'm like, yeah, dog, I think I'd leave that to yourself. And the other part that was funny. I lived in this shack at this time. This is before I moved in with my ex and then moved into my own place. Now I got a nice-ass place. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying. For 6 years, I lived in this shack, and I didn't have any warm water. It was just a shower. It literally looked like a prison cell. Mm-hmm. And I would take showers, and it was cold, so I used to really enjoy that hot tub because it was warm. But you know what else? Now I got a bathtub that will fill up about one-third of the way warm. And that's my freaking hot tub. And by the way, that's it for hot tub talk on Happy Hour today. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Get eyes aim on me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
I saw that cans of Coca-Cola have been recalled due to a potential plastic contamination.
Mm.
Today, waiters said, is Pepsi okay? And people were like, nah, give me the plastic Coke.
That's not a bad one.
You know, the Dodgers got a jump on everybody. They started the season last week. They had a 2-game sweep of the Cubs in Tokyo. That's how loaded the Dodgers are this year. On opening day, they're already 2 games ahead of everyone else. And they're only spending $398.2 million this year to do it. So they don't even need to steal bases. They just buy them from the other team.
I was looking for the punchline. It never came. By the way, Jimmy Kimmel. I'd rather hang out with him. Jimmy Kimmel wonders why he's irrelevant. You're talking about an LA sports team when most of the people that actually watch late night TV live in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And you know what people hate in the Midwest? is the LA friggin' Dodgers. Dumbass. Kelly Clarkson didn't realize that American Idol was a TV show until their audition.
For all of us in that first season, we literally didn't. I didn't even know it was a TV show until my third audition. We were like, oh, this might work. I might meet right. someone or whatever. Nobody knew it was going to amount to anything. So I think for me, we were literally like kids, you know, 19 years old, just like trying to pay my electric bill, y'all. Mm-hmm. So it was a different thing. So I don't look at it like how everybody perceives it.
All right. Yeah, that's the thing about entertainment business is everybody has an image in their head of what they want it to be, and it's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a plumber that returned to clog a pipe. So he was working at a place in Indiana. He was working at a fast food joint in Indiana. And he went to clog the toilet after unclogging it the previous day because they never paid him. Let's hear from the operations manager, Jesse Saunders, and the plumber, Joel Hervin. So the first one is Jesse Saunders, and then it's the plumber.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. It's like, okay, is this really happening? And this was the first invoice, basically explaining all the work he did. And then this is the second one, basically doing the same exact work, and he charges double. If we were to leave the balloon in there, it would overflow the restaurant with water, dirty water, that's going down the grease trap. And basically, yeah. We would have to shut down.
I don't have a magic wand I can wave and remove all of the garbage and debris from the drain line. We can snake it. We can verify that it's open and working correctly, which is what we did.
Now you're wondering why I'm playing my cat meowing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why I'm gonna play my cat meowing. An event called Day of the Days Developers, Day of the Developers, happened this month in San Francisco. They had a video game called How to Pet Your Cat. But instead of a controller, there's just a giant cat butt in front of you. If that's a video game, I play it every night. Love my cat. Shut up! Here is one of the players talking about it.
We're here to present our game, How to Pet Your Cat, with a huge, giant cat controller, which you got to smack your cat's butt and then see their reactions on screen and compete with your friends, too.
All right, ready? Wow, how to pet your cat? Well, that's a strong way to do it. I'm really glad that I won and my cat feels more affection. Would love for other players to have this experience of spanking a giant cat butt.
That's the most San Francisco thing I've ever heard. Also here on Happy Hour, I noticed this. We have this thing. 78% of Gen Z are supposedly listening to the radio. I guess. I love these radio preps that they use. They always want to let you know that people listen to the radio because then they want you to bring that up on the radio, just like how radio stations use their talk breaks to talk about how great their radio app is, even though what they have on the app Spotify was doing 5 years ago.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
This is a Louis.
Tully and a Gucci, we can spark now. Why would I fight with AKs, wipe apartments out? I'm ballin', how you fouling out? My niggas be stay wildin' out. No Nick Cannon, but Loose got the cannon, and it could be a truce, or Loose can go and blame them. I'm talking about, you can make the news, I'm talking about. for the stools. I'm talking about 30 and a 9, a lot of back of who's and booze. Ooh, new do the do. I'm the ish like a Jew. Cat piss in a dude. The Reed doobie on a shirt. I'm a G, you a jerk. All town, no squirt. Make the 40 go berserk. Free cam, free cam. We love you, free cam. Yeah, I know Lil Brody fam. It's in they bloodline and blam. It's in my bloodline and get it. Why the fuck you think I get it? Pimp shit, I'm so with it. Nigga, I can have my girl tell your bitch I won't hit it. And I said I'm gon' hit it. See, these goofies think I'm playing, so I know they ain't with it. And all I smoke is loud, so I know that ain't midget. And Louis equal real, so you know this ain't gimmick. I just come and watch a mimic. Oh, sicker than a clinic, crazy shit. Call me Senator, quit with bumper smoking Bennett. Rock denim, true linen. Flip four, two pendant, man. Damn ass killing. Now my young man's in them. They shit lyrics, I could spin them. Silly bitches, I just spin them. He ain't high, he a fraud, man. That goon shit ain't in him. He a hoe. It was used to be my hoe. Boost some bands last night, so that used to be my dope. I mean, who cares? So what's so? It's my motto to get more. Bitches bopping on me, bro. They like, tell me when to go, aka tell me when to suck. DKA, tell me when to fuck. That's what's up. I'm a nut. You're so slut. Getting butt. I'm insane. You a mutt. Smoke his ass like a duck. Pussy heel in the cut. Get my cup with syrup. Ride date, shoot it up. Fuck a bitch, you corrupt. Hit him up and swerve off. Knock a goofy nerd off. In the booth, I serve roll. In the streets, I crack moves. You know that a clap dudes. Handguns change moves. Family sad, he in the bag. We just playing by the rules. No, I ain't trying to fix shit. When I'm talking tools, lights out. Niggas snooze, face shots. Real rules. Off the top on the coupe. It just cruise in the nude. I know you see me, you cool. Super bad, I need lube. And your bitch need lube. I'm a boss, fuck you. My lemonade need cues. Boss.
Shameless, scantily clothed, debauchery-filled escape without parental supervision.
What a mouthful.
Possibly go wrong.
In more ways than one. Well, not for me.
Wildest spring break ever.
Oh, yeah, that was made by Wise Brother Media, the best prep service around. Here's another one that's kind of interesting. So there is this thing called Loyalty Tester. It's this new app out there. It's for, I guess it would be more women than men that use it, but it's where a woman is on the other side and she's pretty much catfishing your boyfriend, where it's like, hey, I don't know, he might be talking to other girls, so you hire someone to try to catch them for cheating. This honestly would make for good content on morning radio when it comes to the War of the Roses, because those are fake. They hate when I do that. Here is a comedy skit about the loyalty testers.
Hey guys, there are a lot of single women around here looking for a guy just like you. How would you like one of us riding next to you in your pickup truck, going out for drinks, having a good time? Well then text Let's Get Started to 69 69 69.
Yeah, we thought so. Some of these numbers have been submitted by your girlfriends. They have a feeling you are dirty dogs. The next text you get from her isn't going to be as nice as I was being a minute ago. Good luck.
If you're having to do that, you're pretty much losing in a relationship. Just break up with them. If you think it's happening, if you think it's like going on all the time, just, you know, dump them. Breast flavored milk is coming soon. Here is a skit about it.
Move over, Ben and Jerry's, because now there's Jen and Mary's, the only ice cream made with the most natural ingredient of all, breast milk. It's utterly delicious. Try the Moo Moo Mommy Mocha, Double D Dutch Chocolate, Nipple Ripple, Sweet Teat Swirl, or fan favorite, Bountiful Booby Bliss. It's creamy, it's dreamy, and hey, you had it as a baby, why not again?
Whatever. And finally, in this opening segment, there is this new dating trend. Every freaking day we hear about a new dating trend going on, and it's called floodlighting. And unfortunately, I've done it before. Floodlighting is where you talk to somebody and you reveal too much about yourself too soon. Oh, man. I hate when I see these trends and they talk about someone's flaw, and I'm like, I've done that. You know what I mean? It doesn't make me feel the best. I don't leave the situation going, oh, yeah, I floodlit before. I love it. No. Think about all the things I told a girl when I was drunk on a date. Oh, God. Shut up. God, what was I doing?
TMZ.
Okay, well, this is pretty simple. Nikki Glaser wanted to bang Ben Affleck.
Hell yeah. She seems like she really gets her own now. Because she pretty much implied on Gwyneth Paltrow's show that she pretty much is in an open relationship. So you know that she gets her own. She is on that celebrity dating app known as Raya, which is like the originally version of Tinder. And you know, she probably is like swiping, drinking a bottle of wine. I bet she watches her own roast.
But he didn't want to bang her.
When I used to be on Raya, and he would come across very concentrated check mark. Yes.
Raya is like a elite dating app.
I love how like the elite think they're better than us. Like, I bet you're awful to date.
How do they determine what's elite?
Money, power, fame.
For women, it's just hot. There's nothing else. For women, it's mostly hot.
Whatever.
Kanye West has made an impossible co-parenting situation.
Yeah, I would go on a limb and say that Kanye West is probably a deadbeat father. I don't know him personally. Never hung out with the guy. Don't think we really get along, but I'm going to go on a limb and say he's a deadbeat dad.
...with Kim Kardashian. So we dropped the new Two Angry Men podcast where we have Dr. Phil talking about the situation.
The father of four of her kids is just uncontrollable. She could get in trouble if he puts the kids at risk.
If DCF gets involved and thinks one parent is not reacting and the other parent is unstable, she could lose custody of these children. That is absolutely a possibility.
Chapel Roan talked about Hot to Go and the impetus for writing it when she was in high school.
She seems so freaking weird, man. Just like the type of girl that's at a party, and when she doesn't want to be there, just kind of goes, oh, is this your ambulance?
There are these girls who are talking about her.
I'm like, she's not hot, but she's...
I told you, I've never even heard her talk. I can just analyze people really well, and I could just tell. It's that ton of voice and that little expressions they have on their face where they're acting like, I'm better than you.
Pretty.
She was like, I hated being called pretty and not hot.
There's a difference.
Would you rather be pretty or hot?
Pretty.
Every girl would rather be hot.
One thing's for sure you don't want to say, you've got a great personality.
You know, she's heard that a lot.
She's on Stephen Colbert, wearing this like red shiny dress. It's made of glass. Sometimes there's like pieces of it that are poking my ass.
Why would you sit on a dress made of glass?
Step of fashion.
I'll tell you, beauty messes people up. Says the guy who got a brand new smile a year ago.
Shots fired. By the way, when they say Jenna Ortega, I always think of Jenny Ortega, who sang the song Crowded from 2006. I unfortunately cannot play that because of copyright. But whenever I hear that, I'm like, the one-hit wonder from 19 years ago? And I'm like, oh, there's another one. Kind of like Halle Berry and Halle Bailey. Halle Bailey is the baby mama of the rapper DDG. And I'm always like, I didn't know DG was banging Halle Berry. Anywho, I saw this was going on here, and I think this is interesting.
Well, a lot of people just don't obey the speed limits, and most will go over, you know, 5 or 10 miles over.
Yeah, it's pretty safe to say Russell Rhodes.
Yeah, but there are some drivers who go super fast. Fox 13's KB Tracy is live to tell us how lawmakers are trying to stop these super speeders. Good morning.
Good morning. They're hoping that these stiffer penalties that they're hoping to put in place will cause drivers to think twice about speeding. This bill defines super speeders as anyone going 50 miles per hour or more over the speed limit, or 100 miles per hour or faster.
Yeah, there's some real maniacs that drive down 275 in Tampa and they think they're so freaking cool, and it's like, you're a loser.
The first offense could land you in jail for up to 90 days or a fine of $500 or both. The second time, you could go to jail for up to 6 months, pay a fine of at least $5,000, or face both jail time and that fine. And you'll also get your license suspended for 1 year. Tampa police say 26-year-old Paige Howard, a mother of four, was killed in January by...
Yeah, it's always freaking sad whenever these moms die and these maniacs drive like pieces of garbage.
A driver going more than 100 miles per hour. The posted speed limit is 45 on McKinley Drive near Busch Gardens, where that crash happened. Now, her family...
I will be honest, okay? I will be honest. There are times in the 2016, 2017 era, I thought it was cool, and I went about 100 miles per hour in the middle of the night on the Howard Franklin. Should I have done it? Of course not, but I did. And you know what's so freaking scary about going that fast? Is like when you think you are going like 40 miles per hour, you're going like 80. Like when you go so fast and you're trying to like slow down, slowing down when you're going like 75, you think you're going like 20. It's very weird. It's not ideal. It's not something you should really do. Like this.
It's been 15 or longer years since I got Hulk Hogan. And my family is in the worst mess. Brooke doesn't talk to us.
Oh, God, I'm glad Linda Hogan's making it about her. Bet she has no flaws.
Cut me out. I haven't talked to her for 7 years, almost 8 years.
You do what you have to do to keep your family together.
Brooke Hogan entering the chat after her mom Linda reveals they haven't spoken in nearly a decade.
I wonder why. You don't seem to have your shit put together because you're putting it on Facebook like a stupid boomer.
You know, you can take it however you want to.
Whatever.
It is what it is.
The ex-wife of wrestling legend Hulk Hogan breaks...
Gee, I wonder why he's the ex-wife. I mean, I know Hulk Hogan's no saint.
Down in tears on Instagram, reflecting on the major milestones she's missed in Brooke's life.
She's had twins. She got married. She didn't tell us. She had twins. She didn't tell...
Speak English. You're muttering like a stupid woman in Florida. The ones that you see at the bar, if you go to the beach bar like 1 in the afternoon when my mom's visiting. She's like a female Ric Flair.
She had a huge fight with Terry.
I know what kind of a mother I was.
Brooke seemingly responding to Linda's post on her IG, sharing this cryptic message. Don't let someone make you feel guilty because they are suffering the consequences of their own actions.
I try not to press that button too much, but that was a shot fired. Yeah, Brooke Hogan ain't messing around. I mean, I'll play Brooke Hogan after the segment. I love Brooke Hogan. I feel bad that she didn't become Britney Spears or anything. She's really good. She has the Nepo Baby vibe where a lot of people judge her because she got the music career because of her dad, but she's not bad.
This is the repercussions of what's happening.
Fans got an inside look at the once close-knit family on the reality series Hogan Knows Best, which ran for 4 seasons starting in 2005.
You guys!
I remember that show. So freaking trashy.
Here, let's practice, okay?
No.
Linda was looking a lot better back then. Remember when she went on that prowl of, like, dating, like, younger dudes?
Play the piano with me, Brooke. Come on.
You guys are, like, little kids.
But that family...
If there was a way to describe them as parents, it'd be this.
No.
Play the piano with me, Brooke. Come on.
You guys are, like, little kids.
Such losers. Can you imagine that? I don't care how much fame you have from the WWE or whatever. Your daughter called you a loser.
But that family bond was broken several years later when it was revealed Hulk had an affair. He and Linda divorced in 2009.
He didn't have an affair. He had affairs. He's like a walking STD. Like, if you were to say, what does herpes look like? It's freaking Hulk Hogan.
We had so much together.
It's so weird that I've seen that dude have sex with a Bubba the Love Sponge's sex tape. I still can't believe that happened. Bubba stood up. Daddy's gonna get us a payday or whatever. I might be misremembering the video. There was a radio DJ named Bubba the Love Sponge who was really good back in the day. He still does his thing and does pretty well, but he was really big and he had, he wasn't big, but he had his wife have sex with Hulk Hogan and then he had it on like a security camera and it got Gawker shut down and all that. And in the video, Hulk's like taking off his shirt. You cannot find this video anywhere online, anywhere. But I just remember, I was like 18 years old. I was at Harper College getting ready to do my show at WHCM Radio. And I watch it. And Hulk goes, and Bubba's ex is like, what's wrong, baby? Or something. He's like, oh, I shouldn't have had those ribs at dinner. Freaking amazing. So it just represents Tampa trash.
But that's the key. We had so much together, and all of that's just been shot down, and, you know, a lot of water under the bridge there.
I feel like Linda Hogan is just drunk 24/7.
At the time, Linda told ET, Brooke struggled with their split.
Brooke tended to take her dad's side. She felt sorry for her dad. He came to her.
Yeah, there's a thing in Florida. There's a lot of deadbeat dads down in Florida. There's a lot of douchebags. But there's also a lot of daddy issue ridden daughters that side with their father.
And she was trying to just be a support system for her dad.
Brooke later standing by her father's side when a leaked video featured Hulk making racist remarks while discussing her music career.
My first call was to Brooke, you know, and daddy's little girl, unconditional love also, so I had to explain it to her.
I kind of said the N-word, and it kind of got it on audio, and you're never going to have a career because of me, because you kind of had a career because of me, and because of me, you're going to lose it.
She goes, Dad.
Because I'm a racist piece of garbage with a deadbeat son as well.
I love you. You made a huge mistake, but do what's right.
I don't support.
And for some reason, I thought that the way to get famous was hanging out with Bubba the Love Sponge for 6 years. That was my decision to rejuvenate my career, is to hang out with a Florida shock jock.
What he said. But he's my dad. I love him. And you know what?
That's the ultimate Florida girl vibe about their father, because I've dated it. They go, oh, it's my dad. Yeah, he's a piece of garbage. Yeah, he drinks all the time. Yeah, he cheats. Yeah, he drives drunk. Yeah, he's rude to everybody. Yeah, he's sexist. Yeah, he gets fired from every job he has. Yeah, he was homeless twice. Yeah, he beat up a cop. But he's my dad.
He's my dad. I love him. And you know what? The reason why I'm standing by his side on this whole thing is because I know him. You know, and it's so easy for people to just, they need something to jump down somebody's back about.
Yeah. So freaking trashy. It's just so Tampa because I've lived it. Because I lived with Calta, who was a part of the whole lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of things, and it's just funny seeing the national media talk about Tampa trash.
He's an easy target.
Freaking great.
This is what this business is all about.
That support eventually coming to an end, with Brooke addressing her decision to distance herself from her dad and family.
Yeah, she's like, get away from me. You've ruined enough. I literally had one of the biggest songs of 2006, and because of you, I lost everything.
After skipping his 2023 wedding, writing on...
I mean, there is a lot of nepotism in Tampa, let's be honest. Music, morning radio. If your father is anything in this town, you got everything. Congratulations, Nepo babies.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
The hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
Yelling us, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Hour will be right back.
Hi. Dizzy is a bitch. This following segment has been brought to you by Dizzy Beezy Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you it's the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm mad at my word. It comes in the form of a lollipop. I like the lollipop, the wrapper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPY.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
It's Hoppy.
Yeah.
It's Kid Chris.
Yeah. Hi, bud.
The Happy Hour podcast. Look, man, I'm a fucking girl dad. I'm driving my kids to cheer practice and shit. I have no time to record a fucking liner for your podcast, this Happy Hour thing, okay, man? So, you know, good luck. Eat shit.
He had daddy issues and is attracted to women with them. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Happy Hour. Let's go. Time for War of the Roses. I'm just kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, we're about to rant a lot. So let's begin the segment with some relaxed vibes. Does that work with you?
Happy hour in the air.
Uh-huh.
Feel the vibe everywhere.
I got it.
Kick back in your chair.
Whatever.
Life beyond compare.
Got it.
Happy hour, take it slow. Let the rhythm gently flow.
Uh-huh.
Catch the beats in the glow.
Got it.
Tune in, let it grow.
Oh, what's going on?
Happy hour, oh yeah.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Coolest spot you ever seen.
All right, let's see what's going on in the world. It's so freaking crazy out there. Everyone's lost their freaking mind, including yours truly.
Megan Fox has given birth. She and Machine Gun Kelly are the proud parents of a baby girl.
I like this new trend that celebrities are doing where they're hiding the face of the kid. It's very noble. It's very millennial as well.
Machine Gun Kelly announces on social media. The little one's arrival comes after Megan announced her pregnancy on social media in November 2024, sharing a pic of her bump and a photo of a positive pregnancy test. Captioning the post, "Nothing is ever really lost. Welcome back." Woo! The exciting news comes more than 2 years after Megan and MGK first began dating. The couple previously opened up about suffering a miscarriage at 10 weeks.
That wasn't good.
Megan telling Women's Wear Daily, quote,
"All right, that voice is putting me to sleep. So Megan Fox had a kid."
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this here. And then we have Brian Austin Green here. This guy was married to Megan Fox. This guy right here, you know, had kids with Megan Fox. And he's still obsessed with her and Machine Gun Kelly. It is the most pathetic thing ever. The dude's in his mid-50s getting into a social media beef with MGK. It's a no-good.
Brian Austin Green is clapping back at Machine Gun Kelly.
Why?
The Beverly Hills 90210 actor takes to Instagram to publicly respond to a DM from his pregnant ex-wife, Megan Fox's former fiance.
Yeah, like, dude, you're in your 50s. Grow up.
In the since-deleted IG story originally posted March 27th.
That's the most pathetic thing, too, Brian. If you're going to make a post about Machine Gun Kelly, keep it up. When you hide it, you look like a bitch.
Brian shares a screenshot of a message from the singer that reads, "Stop asking when our child is going to be born. You the feds."
With a rat and a cop emoji.
"Quit calling TMZ and focus on that apology you owe me for speaking on my name in public. You chose the wrong one to f*** with, Mr. Child Actor. Go back to cereal commercial."
Oh, well done, Colson Baker. Oh, well done, MGK.
Brian, who shares son's 12-year-old Noah, 11-year-old Bodie, and 8-year-old Journey with Megan, then replies to MGK's harsh message writing, "I didn't know child actor was something bad. Leo, careful, he may be coming for you next."
Oh, wow. Freaking hilarious.
Seemingly referring to fellow actor Leonardo DiCaprio. Megan and MGK announced they were expecting their first child together back in November.
All right, so we know about that. Yeah, Brian's just, God. That freaking guy just is so immature, bro. It's like, is your mindset like that of an 18-year-old?
Mm-hmm. She was the biggest thing on the planet to me.
Drake Bell and Josh Peck are opening up about their relationship with Amanda Bynes. The former co-stars had their first public conversation in decades on Josh Peck's podcast, Good Guys.
Yeah, this is a really big reunion. Let's be freaking honest here.
The two-part interview discusses the complicated friendship between the two, Drake's appearance in the tell-all documentary, Quiet on Set, and more. When former child star Amanda Bynes comes up in the conversation.
And what happened?
Drake says he reached out sometime around 2016 or 2017.
I randomly messaged her, like I was like, just like, she was in the news or something, and I was just like thinking about her, and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna message her. She'll never see it. She'll never respond. And then she responded, and we like messaged back and forth a little bit, and then that was the last I'd talked to her. But no, I mean, other than being on the show, and you know, she was an idol to me. I mean, I grew up on.
I feel like Drake really got his life together. I still don't forgive him for being a pedophile, but
on all that.
One of the most talented people
when I
ever.
Yeah, and when I got to audition for the Amanda show, she may as well have been Rachel on Friends. Like she was the biggest thing on the planet to me.
Josh praises Amanda as well, saying
every 2 to 3 years we'll run into each other.
Yeah.
She's just the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems like a really good ass little, I don't know why I was gonna say little dude. She seems like a good woman.
She's
just crazy.
She was great then. She remains great and such a good person, and obviously has had some sort of some public struggles, yeah. But I just think she's got one of the great hearts and great skills.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Isn't that good?
Alex Cooper is reacting to rumors about Alex Earle's podcast. After Alex Earle tells her followers that she can't podcast for unexplained reasons.
Yeah, this whole thing's freaking weird. It's weird how there's wars now about podcasts.
Following her departure from Alex Cooper's Unwell Network, the Call Her Daddy host is clearing up speculation that she has anything to do with it. Alex Cooper writes in a March 26th Instagram story, quote, "Hi, I see your comments. Alex not being able to podcast has nothing to do with Unwell. I don't know why she can't. What's going on? Unwell gave her everything back. She owns her IP." The 30-year-old goes on to allude to her own 2021 departure from Barstool Sports, tagging its founder, Dave Portnoy, and adding, quote, "learned from the best."
All right, so there's them. I can hear my audience getting freaking bored. Going, Ryan, move on. Who cares about that?
Millie Bobby Brown is acing the hair game. The Stranger Things actress unveils a new makeover while enjoying the women's semifinals.
I'm going to post this picture on RyanHappyRadio.com. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she looks freaking weird. She's got her hair back, like probably in like a ponytail, and she actually looks like when she was the character 11. She looks like her hair looks short. I'm taking a picture right now. It'll be on RyanHappyRadio.com.
At the 2025 Miami Open on March 27th, alongside husband Jake Bon Jovi and his father, rock star John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, talk about living a nepo baby life.
While holding hands with the 22-year-old at the tennis match, Millie debuts a sleek dark brown hairstyle put up in a red floral clip.
She looks delightful, doesn't she? Oh, she does. And then there is this.
Hailey Bieber shuts down haters once and for all.
Oh my God, it's the same freaking thing every day. Or is it, oh my God, I'm gonna shut down the haters. It's like, they're in your head.
Justin Bieber is supporting his wife on Instagram with this.
Like, for example, I had some dude today wearing a Buccaneers shirt and his profile picture on Instagram. His profile is on private. And he commented on like 3 of my pictures. He's like, "You're a dork. You're a dork. You're a major dork." I'm like, "Cool, I know. Thanks for telling me, wise guy." I went to look at his profile, and first of all, it's on private, so he's a wussy for hiding. And second of all, the point of me telling you this is the fact that I didn't respond. I didn't let it bother me, you know? I mean, whatever. I'm mentioning it now, but it's like, whatever.
photo posted on March 27th. Amid heightened scrutiny over their relationship, Justin responds to the haters with a picture of Hailey flipping off the camera. The post comes just days after Justin reacted to the drama by resharing one of Hailey's own posts from 2019 in which she opened up about her struggle with mental health.
Yeah, you know, she's freaking crazy. She's a career side chick. Of course she's gonna be crazy. She ruined a marriage or a relationship, rather.
Hailey wrote at the time, in part, "It's hard finding who you are, but what's even harder is being picked apart and compared to other women."
Yeah, it's never good.
"While trying to do that, there are days that I'm simply broken because of it."
And trust me, when women don't want to be compared to you, you kind of remind me of Hailey Bieber. Shut up!
She ended her post with a promise to herself to practice more self-love, writing, "I'm going to do my very best to just be me and be confident with who I am."
What are you freaking talking? Live it. Her and Justin all day long are like, "Oh, life's short, you gotta live it." But then they never actually do what they preach. Every day they post, they are just such soulless humans.
In his repost March 21st, Justin reminded his wife, still relevant boo. The singer, who shares son 6-month-old Jack Blues Bieber with Hailey, has been posting about his personal struggles on social media more often in recent weeks.
Yeah, you know, he's probably getting memories, getting some PTSD from Diddy.
Scrutiny over the couple's marriage and rumors of hard drug use, which his rep has denied. He wrote in a March 13th Instagram story, "I personally have always felt unworthy, like I was a fraud."
Yeah, I go through those moments sometimes. It's like, shut up, your life's short, you're wasting it, you know, making fun of yourself.
"Like when people told me I deserve something, it made me feel sneaky, like damn, if they only knew my thoughts, how judgmental I am, how selfish I really am, they wouldn't be saying this."
You know where I have the worst thoughts in my head for my mental health is when I'm at like a freaking red light in Pinellas Park, because they got like 5 minutes to turn left, and I'm like, "You are good, Ryan. You are great. You are amazing." My motivator in my head can be a little narcissistic. I have to come out of the thoughts and be like, you know what? Just be nice enough to yourself. Because like, if you're too nice to yourself, you can become an asshole. Like, if you're going through the self-positive talk, somebody comes up to you and they're rude to you, you'd be like, "Yeah, can't talk to you. It's ruining my vibrations." It's pretty much every girl in St. Pete that's into like astrology, they do that behavior. "I can't teach you. You're a Virgo." No, shut up.
The woman who fatally shot Selena Quintanilla has been denied parole 30 years after the Latin superstar's death.
Yeah, there was no reason this dirty-eyed imbecile should be released.
Yolanda Saldivar was denied early release from prison in Texas on March 27th due to the violent nature of the crime, according to documents obtained by the Los Angeles Times.
Wow, these AI voices. Can you add any less excitement? I feel like I'm the polar opposite of these news clips. These news clips are like, Selena's killer is getting 30 years in prison. And then I'm over here talking like, this is the strangest show.
The family of Selena Quintanilla Perez is speaking out after her killer was denied parole.
Yeah.
In 1995, the Como La Flor singer was shot and killed at just 23 years old.
Yes, and she'd be like 43 now. 53.
By the president of her fan club, Yolanda Saldivar. In a statement on Instagram, Selena's family is expressing their gratitude, writing, "Today we are grateful that the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles has chosen to deny parole for Yolanda Saldivar."
Yes. Sure, Howard Stern won't be talking about that. If you get the joke, you get the joke.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
This year, we lost this next artist, DJ Young. Remember the song that he had, Two Step? Well, here's one of his unreleased songs. Every day's my weekend. Because it is the freaking weekend. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back on Happy Hour and keep this party going. But here's DJ Young with Every Day My Weekend. Rest in peace, my friend.
Okay, nigga, I'm just light skinned. I ain't Puerto Rican. No. Michael Jackson, PC. My eyes look like it's bleach. Yeah. Sweat it, I'm amazing. Come out with Caucasian. Bitch, I'm the bomb, so they think that I'm a raven. Yeah, I'm talking like the Taliban. Tools from Afghanistan. Yeah. My cards is so hot. Don't stop, no, bitch, I land. And all this ain't juice, man. But I'm on that juice, man. Give me 5 bottles of that goose, I get a loose, man. For real, baby. Man, do that on my hands. Man, I do this shit every day. Ballin's in my bag. Yeah, ballin', that's my 9 to 5. Me and Trump is you alone. You don't want this kind of beat. You will get consumption down. Hearses to be versus, nigga. You just sweet like Hershey's. Yeah, yeah. Living in between your girl thighs, bitch. Surprise, hey.
Every day my weekend. I'm fine.
My nigga, you ain't in low. Chicken see the insides. First they take they shirt off. Second when they hear our songs, then they take they shirts off. Third she gon' serve us, mouth stick her tongue out. 4 hours later, fuck us all. I was like, wow. Y'all got milk money, bitch, nigga. I'm a cash cow. Every day my weekend, living life on a fast route.
Every day my weekend.
The hour will be right back.
Sure, me and Ryan, Hoppy.
Oh, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
What up? What's happening?
It's sure me and Ryan.
This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortifeye.com. When I tell you it's the best pre and post workout around, I'm a man of my word. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. Whatever the hell you need, go to fortify.com and at checkout use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%.
It's you and me, Ryan.
Fortify.com, promo code Ryan Tony. Ryan Hoppy, Hoppy, it's you and me, Ryan Hoppy,
Hoppy, it's you and me, Ryan, it's you and me, Ryan. Hello again, it's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and non-verbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Door is closing.
Roxanne Wilder, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is your alternative to the typical morning show with fake dating segments.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah.
Tune in and you'll see.
I got it.
Hoppy's got the magic. It's live on your frequency.
What up?
Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. Join us for the laughter, music, and good vibes. Ryan's got the answers to brighten up your ride. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. We'll make your morning clear. News and jokes together. Make your mornings bright. Live with Ryan Hoppy. We're setting things just right. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
It's almost over. It's almost over.
Whoopi Goldberg let fans know she does not like to take part in speculation on celebrity drama.
Yeah, she seems to try to, like, steer away from it, you know what I mean?
On Thursday, the morning show host threw herself across the table to show her exasperation as the women discussed the latest update on Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's divorce. Mm. Earlier this week, Ben opened up for the first time about the split in an interview with GQ.
Oh,
Whoopi's reaction came after co-host Sunny Hostin said that she believed Ben and Jen's rekindled romance happened because of true love.
I was very young.
This was supposed to be true love between Ben and J-Lo.
No, you said it was true love. You're the only one who believed that.
You're the only one who said that.
You're a bunch of cackling morons. Shut up! God, they're annoying. Can you imagine being married to them?
King Charles III's cancer battle takes a scary turn.
How?
Buckingham Palace reveals that the monarch has been briefly hospitalized after suffering from side effects from his cancer treatment. Saying in a statement March 27th, following scheduled and ongoing medical treatment for cancer this morning, the king experienced temporary side effects that required a short period of observation in hospital. His Majesty's afternoon engagements were therefore postponed. The palace then gives an update on the 76-year-old's current condition, saying, His Majesty has now returned to Clarence House.
He is just so freaking weird, man. He has bad vibes. Not someone I want to hang out with. I feel like he'd say the same.
And as a precautionary measure, acting on medical advice, tomorrow's diary program will also be rescheduled. The statement then ends with a message from Charles. His Majesty would like to send his apologies to all those who may be inconvenienced or disappointed.
Whatever. They think they're so freaking important, but they're really not. Like, at all. No one cares.
Now to a major legal win for Sean Diddy Combs. The judge has dismissed multiple charges and a $30 million lawsuit.
The lawsuit brought by music producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones accused Combs of unwanted sexual contact and forcing him to hire sex workers and engage in...
Yeah, Diddy seemed really, like, touchy, man.
...sex acts. Now, Combs has denied all the allegations. Joining us with more on the ruling is ABC News contributor and attorney Brian Buckmeyer. Thank you.
What up, dude? This guy's been covering all of it. He's got the inside scoop.
Thanks so much for being
good
with
to
us.
See you, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So what were the claims that were dismissed in this case, and how did the judge come to that decision?
So there's a few claims, and for different reasons. The big headline is the RICO allegation that's being dismissed. And the reason for that is not that the judge is saying there is no RICO, but they're saying that in the pleadings, the way in which the Jones is arguing that he was harmed, he couldn't connect a theoretical or alleged criminal enterprise with his actual harm. He's saying, yeah, sure, Sean Combs could have had this whole RICO freak-off conspiracy, but you're not showing how that caused him not to pay your
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Track, so there's no connection to the actual allegations. And then we're talking about emotional distress. That was also dismissed for similar reasons, not being able to plead it out, breach of contract as well. Again, not showing how Sean Combs' alleged actions breached this contract. Mm-hmm. He could have theoretically had freak-offs and fulfilled the contract.
Got it. So there's that. Andrew Tate. Ex says he choked with one hand, hit her with another, threatened to kill me. Can I give you some advice out there, ladies? If Andrew Tate's trying to have sex with you, run! Run, Forrest! Run! Not even in the same vicinity, man. That is not something you want to be around. Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner turned down Bachelor in Paradise gig despite speculation. Yeah, with that breakup he went through and whatever. Never watched an episode. I just casually cover it through the show. But it's something I'm very proud of. Never watched The Bachelor or Bachelorette. But he was on there, Jerry Turner, the Golden Bachelor. And he just doesn't want to do it again. And that's fine. Kanye West recorded podcast with Andrew Tate as well. That's just good. Those are two guys you want hanging out together. Bring Trump along, add Elon, and call it an autistic party. So JoJo Siwa, who just seems like an absolute brat, there's nothing I see in JoJo Siwa. I'm like, I bet she'd be fun to be around. She's like a Gen Z Ellen DeGeneres. Well, she had this $900 VIP deal that was unlimited access to her after concerts, but it was including like helping to set up the event. So they were essentially making fans think that they were going to be able to meet her, and then she just would have them set up the event like a radio promotions team. So that went on. It cracked me up. It's pretty genius, though. Because you get all the teenage girls, they're like, oh my God, I love JoJo Siwa. I bet she's amazing. There's nothing worse. I had this with radio people. There's nothing worse than when you have like a teenage hero, someone that like is your entertainment, rubber. And all of a sudden, they're scumbags. All right. So there's this going on. Adam 22. This scumbag said that the feds are at his house.
a lot of claims being made. WAC 100 said you got picked up by the feds. Can I ask you, where's that coming from?
I mean, why gotta...
That's what happens when you surround yourself with stupid mumble rappers. Also, listen to how he talks. He goes,
the claims being made, WAC 100 said you got picked up by the feds. Can I ask you, where's that coming from?
I mean, why got a overactive imagination, to say the least? I was not picked up by the feds, but they did pay a visit to my residence.
Why would you surround yourself with mumble rappers? They're stupid.
And my lawyer spoke to them, and they made it clear that I'm not in any kind of trouble right now. I'm not being investigated. But what they did want to get their hands on, which is kind of
my wife,
crazy, is that they wanted to see the cease and desist that we received from Big U maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
That basically was requesting that we remove a podcast appearance in which Loose Cannon.
I the Loose Cannon. So is your wife.
Said that Big U had prior knowledge of Nipsey Hussle's death before it actually happened. Before Nipsey actually got killed.
Got it.
And so the feds were interested in that, which is very interesting to us because that makes us think, like, why are they curious about that? There's nothing about that in the original indictment.
He's like a typical narcissist where he just rambles so much, blah, 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 that you forget what he even was talking about.
Or criminal complaint. So, very suspicious.
Yeah.
Really makes us wonder what the feds are investigating exactly when it comes to Big U. But as far as myself, I wasn't.
So, what are your thoughts on the case? You know, Big U, you know, being arrested and everything.
I mean, to be real with you, like...
Yeah, I'm going to be real with you, dog. If you're having to stay, if you're having to begin the sentence by saying, I'm going to be real with you, you're not.
Whatever's going on with Big U don't got nothing to do with me. They're saying he was extorting everybody. They're saying that he killed this kid, Rayshon, in Vegas. You know, I don't really know anything about that aside from what I've read on the internet, just like everybody else. The main thing I'm concerned about is just Brick Baby.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's someone who was a consistent host on the podcast for the last 2 years.
All right, man. You do you, boo. You are such a scumbag. Like, I don't even look at him and go like, is he just the guy you want to hang out with? He's a creep. Like, if you were to show me a picture of Adam, if you were to show me a picture of Adam 22 and say, who is this person? I'd say, a sex offender.